From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
After the Vioxx calamity at Merck Pharmaceutical, great rejoicing followed when the cervical cancer vaccine Gardasil was approved by the FDA ahead of the competition. Before you could say wonder drug, Merck applied a full court press and spent millions of dollars promoting the vaccine for young sexually active women. Merck stressed the prevention card for pre-puberty girls, meaning 9 to 12. Voila! 19 states introduced laws to require Gardasil on the list of school vaccines. Since cervical cancer is caused by a sexually transmitted virus, the abstinence advocates want parents to be able to opt out of any mandatory vaccines. In the past, many women, young and old, had an annual pap smear, which is effective in detecting early cervical cancer. In recent years, physicians added a virus test for some women. Successful medical treatment often follows. In 1999, the Centers for Disease Control recorded about 9,700 new cervical cancer cases and 3,700 deaths. Before pap smears, these numbers were much higher. Financially speaking, a $15 pap smear and a $40 virus test is a medical bargain compared with Merck's $360 vaccine. Yet physicians note that even vaccinated women need an annual pap smear, in spite of Merck's attempt to send the pap smear into extinction. Health advocates support the vaccine. Public health officials urge caution. Why treat pre-puberty girls with a drug that may have unknown side effects? However, regardless of age, we women need a cervical cancer conversation with our own doctor. With a Perspective, this is Joan Reinhart-Reese.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.